This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases hit new records in the United States as swaths of Italy returned to lockdown Friday, with the resurgent pandemic continuing its march through Europe. The U.S. recorded a third day in a row with deaths above 1,000, while more than 120,000 infections were reported, smashing a daily record set the day before, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In Europe, the World Health Organization's regional director said COVID-19 was surging on the continent, putting it above Latin America and the Caribbean in infections. With that surge straining health systems in many European countries, Greece has announced a nationwide lockdown in the hopes of stemming a rising tide of patients. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis acted before infection rates reached the levels seen in many neighbouring countries because, after years of financial crises that have damaged its health system, he says that the nation can't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as some others had. Mitsotakis adds, "We must stop this wave, choosing once again to take drastic measures sooner rather than later." Countries across Europe have imposed tighter restrictions in recent days, but some experts feel the measures were too slow in coming. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Drug maker AstraZeneca says it's ramping up production of its coronavirus vaccine candidate. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
AstraZeneca's CEO says they're optimistic the vaccine they're developing with Britain's Oxford University will get clearance for use by year's end. So they're getting ready to supply hundreds of millions of doses by January. He says once they get the green light, the vials will be ready for global distribution. The head of Britain's vaccine task force says AstraZeneca's and Pfizer's vaccines are the most advanced candidates.
This is VOA News. Slovenia police say they have detained 10 people following violent protests in the capital against lockdown measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. Several hundred angry protesters Thursday threw bottles, flares, and rocks at the police, who used tear gas and water cannon to disperse them in a rare riot in what the usually calm Alpine nation. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. They will focus on fighting illegal immigration and smuggling activities, he said, during a visit to a frontier post at the border with Spain. Macron notably referred to the Islamic extremist attack at Notre Dame Basilica in the city of Nice that killed three people last week. U.S. Democratic presidential challenger Joe Biden is urging patience as the vote counts continue in key states, while Republican President Donald Trump insists he's being cheated by Democrats. More from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden is in a commanding position and stands on the cusp of capturing the 270 electoral votes needed to win.
We are absolutely confident that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
But Biden campaign chief Jen O'Malley Dillon is joining him and urging supporters to be calm as the count continues. The president says the count should stop. He's showing no signs of giving up, baselessly alleging electoral fraud as his campaign mounts legal efforts in several battlegrounds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Days after the election, control of the U.S. Senate is hanging in the balance, with a few races still undecided. Republicans trounce Democratic challengers in crucial states on election night, but so far, the GOP failed to lock down the seats needed to retain their majority. One race in Georgia is headed to a January 5th runoff, and other contests in Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska haven't been decided. A new study says how we grow, eat, and waste food is a big climate change problem that may keep the world from reaching its temperature limiting goals. But we don't all have to go vegan, as many have suggested. Thursday's study calculated just how helpful five general ways to fix the world's food system would be in reducing emissions of heat-trapping gases. And while giving up meat is a big fix, scientists concede most people won't do it. But researchers say if the world does partial fixes on diet, portions, food production methods, food waste, and crop yields, it can get the job done. For more on these and any stories from today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.